We are on Daf Ayin Vov Omed Aleph. We had in the Mishnah Gonav Vehigdish Vacharkach Tovach Umocha. And as we'll see in Taisvis, the Gemara understood that the Ganav was Magdish. So Gonav Vehigdish. Ganav Kanvit. And then the Ganav was Magdishit, and we'll see it speaking about after Yish. And Yish isn't Kaine, but the Hegdish is Chal because of Yish Vishini Vishus. So now it's Hegdish. Vachar kach tovach umocha. And then he was Teveyach the Shoyer. So the din is he pays Kaful. And the reason that he pays Kaful because the Shoyer that he only pays kefil, because the share that he was teveyach was not the share of the bailam. It was a share of hegdish. And Rashi says, by hegdish there's no chiyuv. He had before, there's no chiyuv of gimel v'dalet. So memele, that is why he only pays kefil. So the Gemara asks, Omri, bish loime atviche loime chayiv. I understand very well why the ganev is not chayev for the tviche. The chi kotavach, because when he is shechting, the hegdish kotavach. He is not, veloi the mori kotavach. He is not shechting a behemah that belongs to the bailim. He is shechting a behemah that belongs to hegdish. So memela in the whole chiyuv of tviche is, that I shechted the behemah shall bailam. Here he shechted a behemah that belongs to Hegdish. So the Gemara said, I understand the halacha that the Mishnah says that he's potter on the tviche, I understand very well. Now the Gemara asks another kasha, Ela a Hegdish l'chayit. But for the etzim, that he was magdish the behemah, so through his hegdish, he transferred the ownership of the behemah, which before belonged to the bailim, now it belongs to hegdish. So he should be chayiv dalad vehei al tzmocha, mali mechorei lehegyit, mali mechorei leshamayim. Why isn't he chayiv al tzmecha? A ganev sells a dover hanignav is chayev for the mechire dalet vehei. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, ki kotovach de hegdish kotovach. He is shechting a share that belongs to hegdish. The balaacha yiyush kaimino. We're speaking about after yiyush. So the hegdish was chal. The e lifne yish loikicha. If it was before yish, so the hegdish pachlal is not chal. The kivin the iayish, since the bailim was miayish, konye hegdish be yish vishine rishus. So hegdish was kinda the behemah, the yish vishine rishus. So it doesn't belong anymore to the bailim. Hilkach lav the morei kotovach. So the behemah that was geshochten is not the behemah of the Baal. So we understand why in the case of the Mishnah, he's not chayiv to pay for the tviche. But the Gemara asked, but the etzem maisa hegdish should be similar to a maisa mechire, and just like every ganev is chayiv, if he was meicher the dover hanignov, so he should be chayiv for being magdishit, mali mechorei lehedyit, mali mechorei leshamayim. So the Gemara answers, homoni Rab Shimon hi. The Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon. The omar kochim shechayiv bach yuson, bershusai demore kaime. Rab Shimon holds amir de kechidish, that a dovo hagoyrem lemomen kimomen domi. That it is speaking about that the ganef had said, "Harei olai lahavi kom," So he made a nether to bring a korban. Then he had a problem. He didn't have a behemoth with which to be mekayim his nether. So he stole a behemoth. And the Bailam was miyayish. He was magdish this behemoth. So this behemoth is goyrem momentum. That means if this behemoth will get lost, so he'll have to purchase another behemoth to be mekayim his nether. So with this behemoth, he is saving money. So Rav Shimon says, Dover ha-goyrim l'momim, something that is misaviv, that he doesn't have to pay money, that means he's saving money through this behemoth, is kemomim dami. So halachically, it's considered that he possesses mominess in this behemoth. So even though the true bailim of the behemoth is Hegdish, it belongs to Hegdish, but he has a bailis in this behemoth also, because this behemoth is goyrem lemomein loy. And therefore, that is not called mechira. Mechira means that it went out completely from the rishus haganev to the Rishus HaLekeach, that is called Mocha. He transferred Rishus, before it was by the Ganev, and now it went out to the Rishus of the Lekeach. That is the Chiyuv of Mocha. But here, even after the Mekach, even after belongs to Hegdish, the Ganev still has an ownership in this Behemah. This Behemah is still goyrem lemomim to him, in which Rav Shimon holds dava goyrem lemomim kemomim dami. So there's no chiyev mechire if after the mechire it's still the ganevs. Let us see what Rashi says. Zegt Rashi, Rav Shimon hi, uchi goyin sha'omar, harei alai oilo. He said, harei alai oilo. He was made a nether to bring an oilo. And he was mafresh this behima gonev for his nether. The kivin the chayev bachiyusoy, since he's chayev bachayis, the darvar agayrim lemomeinu, and this is, he's responsible, have to, because of his nether, he'll have to bring a behima for a kolm, and this behima is gayrim lemomeinu. It's kemomen dami, so it's like his momen. And therefore, velav mechirehi. So it's not considered that it was sold from the ganet. Sold is called, it's completely out of the rishus of the ganet. But over here, after the mechire, he still possesses a bailis in the behemoth. Umiyu. Le'inyin tviche pota. Le'inyin tviche. So, the afal, so he is pota if he shechted it. The afal gav, the bershus ganev kaime. Even though it's bershus ganev, that means after the mechire, after the hegdish, it's still bershus ganev, because it's called adova agoyim lamame. Dim avdai chayev b'chiyuson, if this behemoth will get lost, so he'll be chayev to bring a new behemoth, lehegdish. Abochal alei miya shem hegdish, but lemaise in mominis, the ownership, it belongs to hegdish. Lafuke mershus morikame, but it's not the bailims. The lav de mora kotovach. So Rashi is saying as follows. Really, the behemoth belongs to Hegdish. The behemoth belongs to Hegdish. On the bailis of Hegdish, I'm also considered a bailim. That means, there are two bailim. This one, there's the true bailim of Hegdish. And since I am deriving benefit from this behemoth, so I also have a din bailim on this behemoth. I'm using this behemoth to be memale my nether. So I'm also considered a bailim. But itzicha not, doesn't belong to the bailim
the nignav. The tzicha doesn't belong to the nignav. So memela, if it doesn't belong to the nignav, so memela, so it's lav the mori katovach. I didn't shecht the nignav's behemoth. So we have here a beautiful teretz that the ganav is not chayev because of mochar, because it's going according to Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds dova goim lo momin ke momin domi. So since the ganav still has a bailus in the behema, it's not considered mochar. So the Gemara says, that's very nice, but it's not mashme that the Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon. If you look in the Mishnah says, so it seems the last bob of the Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon, but till then, it's not going according to Rab Shimon. So therefore, it's not a good akimte. So the Gemara says, fine. Elohoche b'maya skinon b'kotshim kalim v'alibe d'Rav Yosi Aglili. It's speaking about gona v'higdish means he was magdishit, not where Rashi said before, for an oila. He was magdishit for a shlomim. Ba'alibe de Rav Yosi Aglili, the Oma Kotshim Kalim Momim Bailem Hu. Kotshim Kalim is Momim Bailem. That means after it became a Kolbin, after it became a Shlomim, the Bailem, the Magdish, has a ownership in the Kolbin. It is his Kolbin. He has an ownership. Either it's his for Ritzoi, and perhaps he can sell the Ritzoi. That means I was Magdishit, according we had a Pnei Yeshua, that the Pnei Yeshua says, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, if Reuven was Magdish a Beheme, he's the Bailam of the Kolben, if it's Kotshim Kalim, he could sell it to Shimon, so now the Ritzoi of the Beheme will belong to Shimon. So he has an ownership in the Kolben. He is a bailus in the Kolben. Or others say pshat that his ownership is, even though we'll see in Rashi after the Shechit, it's Mishulchan Gevoya Kazochi, that the Schus Achilas HaKolben is given Mishulchan Gavoya. It's not considered that he's eating his chalik, but al kaponim, his ownership is that before Shchita, he's the Bailam, that whoever is the Bailam now Michayim, the Gavoya will give that person a schus achila. So al kaponim, he has a Bailas in the Yatzim Kolm. And that's Shitas Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So again, we have the same type of teretz. So after the Hegdish, he's still considered a Bailam. So there's no Chiyuv of Umochar. The Chiyuv Umochar is only if after the Mechire, the Ganav does not have any ownership in the Dova Hanimka. But if it's speaking about Gona Vehigdish, and it's speaking about Kotshim Kalim, so after the Mechire, he still has an ownership in the Kolm, so that's not a Mocha. That's the Gemara says, Hoche Maizkinim B'Kotshim Kalim, V'Alibe D'Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Oma Kotshim Kalim Momim Bailim Hu, U'Bershusei Kaimei. So after the Mechire, it still is in the Rishus of the Ganav. So therefore, there's no Chiyuv Umocha. That's not considered Umocha. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Bekotshim Kalim, Sheikdishay Lishlomim, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Bepeire Kamen. Hilkach, Lav Mechirehi. This is not considered a Mechire because he still has an ownership. ומיהו מרשוס מורו קאמה, אף כינו שם הקדש. But again, Rashi wants to explain why is he potter when Altstovach, so Rashi says, because it became Ois Bailams. V'chi kotovach lav demore kotovach. Lishna achine, betviche mishem hochi loy machayit. Now, somehow, Rashi had a problem. If it's mom and bailem, so it's not shel hegdish. And Rashi seemed to understand that the what makes it ois momen shel aniknav, because it became hegdish. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that it's mom and bailem. So Rashi had a problem, so why is it called not the momen of the nignav? So Rashi says, miyu mishus more kam afkinu shem hegdish. That what he made it hegdish, it's sicha not the bailams. Now this Rashi we could learn, Bemison the Chazanish wants to say, two ways. That means that that would have became hegdish, Afilu will say that it belongs to Gavoya. Afilu we will say it belongs to the Ganef, but it's not the Nignavs. Whatever it is, the Kolben made it Ois Nignavs. So Memela, when I shechted, I'm not Chayiv Dalad Vehei. So the first Chelik of Rashi, that Rashi says that that would have became Hegdish, it's Lav Demori Katovach, we don't have to ask, well, it's not Kulei Hegdish. So it's not Kulei Hegdish. So it's his. That's why it's not the Morei. But that way it became Hegdish. It was Yish, Vishini Rishu, Sol Kaponim. It's not the Morei's anymore. So Mamela, that is why he's Potter for the Tviche. Lishna Achine. Now Rashi says a second Loshen. Betviche Mishim Hochi Loi Mechayev. By Tviche is not Chayev. The Bishas Tviche the Hegdish Ninu. Now, we're going to see that Rashi wants to say in the second Teretz that it's completely, when he shechted it, it completely belonged to Hegdish. It's not Mom and Bailam whatsoever. Bishas the Tviche, it's not Mom and Bailam. So, Mele, it's Lav Demore. That's the Slishna Achine. The Chazayin Ish asks, he doesn't understand what was bothering the Lishna Achine, and if it is Mom and Bailam. So, but it's Zichon not Lav Demore. What is the problem over here? But that the Chazanish doesn't understand. But let's try, Abarashi seems to be saying over here, the only way we can consider that it's not Mom and Bailam is only if, the only way we consider it's not Mom and Bailam is only if it's Shel Gavoya. So Rashi had a kasha, but it's the moment of the ganavs also, and that for some reason is not mafkia shall bailam orishainim. That's what Rashi had. So Rashi that was Rashi's oris. Rashi says lishnachine betviche mishemochi loy mechayev. By Tviche, he's not Mechayev, the Bishas Tviche, the Hegdish Nino. That means, even though before the Tviche, we say Kotchim Kalim Mom and Bailim, but through the Tviche becomes Ois Mom and Bailim, it becomes completely Hegdish. And Rashi brings a Gemara, the Oma Beperikame, the Gemara says, the Chi Oma Rabbi Yossi Aglili Mom and Bailam. That what Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds. That Kotchim Kalim Mom and Bailam is Michayim. Kol's man, the Bahim is alive. We say that it's considered Mom and Bailam. Avo La'achar Tviche, but after it's Geshochten, Loi. So it's not, he loses his Bailas. Elom Mishulchan Gavoya Kosochu. Then it's completely Shel Gavoya. And this chus achila is derived, I'm eating shel gavoya, I'm not eating when the Bailam eats, he's not eating his mamon, he's eating mamon gavoya. So Memele, so others wanted to say that the reason why by Tvichi is potter, because it's completely mamon hegdish, and not at all the mamon from the ganef. So Rashi says, this whole pshat is v'loy nehirali. The bechi hai shchita lo yomar Rabbi Yosef lili de mishulchan gavoya kazoch. That what the Gemara says before, that according to Rabbi Yosef lili, it's only mamin bailim till the shchita, but from the shchita and further, it's mishulchan gavoya kazoch. So Rashi says, he's not speaking about a shchita alone. Elo, they're speaking about something else. B'mekadesh b'chelkoi. There we're speaking about a person had a shlomin, and he was mekadesh an isha with the psar hashlomin. That means he wants to be mekadesh an isha with the psar hashlomin. Mekadesh b'chelkoi shechelko b'kotchim. Davahosom shchite uzrike vaktoras chalovim, avu bishas tvicha kati momen bailamim. So let us just explain what Rashi is saying, and then we'll understand what Rashi's kash is. There's a gemara that says hamekadish bechelkoi eina mikodeshes, which means as follows: mekadish bechelkoi means that a person was Magdish HaKorban HaShlomim. They shechted it, they made Zrike, they made Aktoras Chalovim, and now it's Mutabachila. Now he has a big chunk of meat, choshev, a piece of steak, and he's allowed to, this is, it's his Shlomim, he's allowed to eat it. So he goes over to Anisha and he says, Areyat Mekodeshesli, with this big choshev, a chunk of steak, which is very choshev. So the Mishnah says she's not Mekudish. Why is she not Mekudish? Because this chunk of steak does not belong to him. If that is, it's Gavoya. It belongs to Gavoya. He has a schus to eat from Gavoya. But it's not his. Kiddushin is if I give my momen to the Isha, then she's Mekudeshes. But if I'm going and taking someone else's mamon, which is mamon gavoya, and I'm permitting her to eat someone else's mamon, that's not kedusha. So the Gemara says, after shchita, it's not mamon bailam. So Rashi says, that means, after shchita, zrike, and haktore, so after the basar became mutar b'achila, it is, then it becomes mamon gavoya, and it's always mamon bailam. But Rashi says, here we're speaking about, he started shechting the behemah. Bishas, he started shechting the behemah, it's sicher not shel gavoya. So if there is a problem over here, if there's a problem, if mamon bailam is a problem, since it's mamon bailam, it should be in chayv dalad vei. So Rashi says, since he's shechting it, it's still mamon bailam. It'll become first ois mamon bailam after the shchita, zrike, and haktoras chalov. So now we have a mahalach to understand the Mishnah, that the Mishnah holds that he's potter when he shechted. When he was Magdish, the Behema Gona Vehigdish, because the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and the Hegdish is not considered a Mechire, because after the Hegdish, the Ganav still has an ownership in the Behema, so it's not, there's no Chiyav of Mochal. So the Gemara says, but it's not a good Teretz. So the Gemara says, Avo, let's get back to the Gemara. Kotche kotchim. So come out that Bemison, I'm asking a good kasha. That really, for being Magdashit, he should be Mechayev for Mocha. Now, what is your teretz? The teretz is that it's going according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, who holds kochim, kalim, mom, and bailam. Fine. But what will be then by koche kochim? By koche kochim, then if it was gona vehigdish, he made it for an oila, then he will pay dalet vei, because mali mochay lehedyet, mali mochay leshamayim. So the Gemara says, if your teretz is true, so come out avul koche kochim, my mishalem tashlumei dalet v'chamishe. So the Gemara asks, ad toni reishe gonav v'tovach, v'achakach higdish mishalem tashlumei dalet v'hei. The reishe says, the only way by hegdish will be chayev dalet v'hei, if the tviche was made before the hegdish. But if the hegdish was first, there'll never be a chiyuv dalet vehei. But according to you now, there could be a chiyuv dalet vehei. Afilu, if the tviche was before the hegdish, he'll be chayev dalet vehei for the hegdish alone. So the Mishnah should have said as follows. Lif legvelisni bedido, b'amed vorim amurim bekotshim kalem. Kochim kalim, there's no chiv of dalet vehei, because it's mom and bailam, so it's not called a mocha. Avo bikoche kochim isham tashlume abo v'chamishom, because then the etzem hegdish is chai, for the etzem hegdish is chai of dalet vehei. So the Gemara answers, elo lo'ilom, lo'ishna koche kochim, lo'ishna koche kalim, he is always potter from Dalet Vehei. I'm going to say now a new teretz. Ude kashaloch, mali moche lehedyet, mali moche leshamayim. And you had some kasha that you asked when the ganev is magdish akolben, so why isn't he chayiv Dalet Vehei for the maisa hegdish? Mali moche lehedyet, mali moche leshamayim. So the Gemara answers, there's a moiradik echilik. Mochay lehedyet, when a person sells something to a hedyet, so that is mecher. Mi'ikoro ture de ruvein, vahashte ture de shimet, that's called mecher. That means there was a transferal of ownership before it belonged to the ganev, and now the ganev sold it, so it belongs to the lekeach. Mochay l'shamayim, but if a ganef is magdish a kolben, there is no transferal of ownership. Mi'ikore ture deruvein, v'hashto ture deruvein. Before he was magdish it, before he made it a kolben, it was the sheir of ruvein. And after he made it a korban, it's still the shayr of Ruvain. We'll try to elaborate on this soon, but let us first see Rashi. So Rashi, adetoni reish, demashme, leimotzi lemisnechiyuve, boso diagdish, lifeleg velisni beseifel ashminen, chiyuve felaheche, daagdish, koidem tviche, felus magdish before tviche. So the Gemara answers, Mochay lehedyet, Mikore ture de ruvein, Kaidem shem mochay, Kori asher al shmoy shel ganef. When he sells it before, it's considered the ganef sher, Umi shem mochay, Kori al shem lekeach. He sold it, it's called the lekeach sher. Avol mochay leshamayim, Adayin Shem Hamagdishoy Olov. If he made it for a kolben, it's still called his. Shekori Oilosai Shel Plaini. It is called the Oila of the Magdish. There was no transferal of ownership. Now, let me just say over a lotion of Rab Chaim. He says, let's just say, he differentiates this, but this will understand what Tosfos says. it differentiates between a Mizbeach, Kodshei Mizbeach, and Kodshei Bedek HaBayis. So Rav Chaim says as follows. Kodshei Mizbeach Einoi Makne Es HaChefetz Loshus Hegdish. When I make something for a korban, I'm not giving over anything to Rishus Gavoya. Elo Dakdusho Shechola Ala HaChefetz, I'm just putting a kedusha. This is my behemah. I'm being matvis on my behemah, a kedushas korban, a kedushas oil, a kedushas shlomit, whatever the kedusha is. I'm putting a kedusha on the korban. Now, Rav Chaim says, this kedusha creates certain halachas. It's asabano. It gives it a din momin gavoya. But there was no transferal of ownership. That means it is mine, that's Kodesh, and has now dinim of Momen Gavoya. But Avolei Nichnas Lushus Acha Kamegabi Mechi. It's not called it went over to a different Lushus. Abor Ber and Bichashmul perhaps elaborates a little more. Bikotshe Mizbeach Al yidei hakdusha dechola aleihem nasu mamen gavoya. The kedusha gives the dina mamen gavoya. The kedusha oisol of din mamen gavoya. Avol hakolben shelayhu lechaper olav. It's my kolben. It's my kolben, and that's why I have a kapore. It's the in order to enable to be right to be a kolben, I say, but kedusha on it, etc. But it's considered my korban. There's no transferal of bailus. Now let us see Tosfos, and we'll elaborate a little more. The Elo Ahegdish Lachayev. The Gemara asked that he should be chayev for being magdish the korban, and that should be mali mochel l'shamay. Elo Ahegdish Lachayev kulach sugya kerab yoichenin. That it is speaking about that the Ganev was Magdish, and so therefore the Gemara asked if the Ganev was Magdish, so the Ganev should be Chayev Dalet Vehef for being Magdish at Mali Moche Lehedyet Mali Moche Legavoya. Udaloike Reish Lokish, according to Reish Lokish, the Mukalalel Shigdisha Bailam Biyad Ganev, that the whole Hegdish came about through the Bailam. The Stamazai no kasha, so the Ganav can't be high for the Hegdish of the Bailam. So the whole sugi is going according to Rabbi Eichner. Vahashta Tura de Shimon. That's by Mecha. Frektoisvis. Vaha da Oma le Kamon. Gonav vehigdish chayiv dalad vehei. There's a Gemara later that says, there's an often a Gemara that says not like our Gemara. So Taisa says, "Hainu bekotche bedek habayis." And speaking about kotche bedek habayis, loy mikri al shem bailam. Kotche bedek habayis is not called the bailams. Now, Rab Chaim explains, Barber explains, b'shem Rab Chaim. Kodshei Bedek HaBayis works completely in a different oifen. By Kodshei Bedek HaBayis, there's a concept of Amirosei Ligavoya Kimsirosei Lehedyet. That when I say Harezu Hegdish, it's equivalent like I made a Maise Kinyan with Hegdish. Kimsirosei, it's also made a Maise Mesir. So Rab Chaim says Kodshei Bedek HaBayis works as follows. I give it over to Rishus Gavoya. That's what I do. After it belongs to Gavoya, so the ownership of Gavoya creates a Kedusha on it, and there's Dinim, there's Isurei Mila, but Al Koponim, what I do, I give it over to Gavoya, which is a Choshe Mishpatike transaction. I'm giving it over to Gavoya, and then it's completely Shel Gavoya. I'm out of the picture completely. And now there's dinim, it's Kodesh, and so Memele, so therefore, Taisa says, by Kodesh Bedek HaBayis, so that's called Mechire. Mikore Turet de Ruven, Vashte Turet de Shimon. I magdish it to Medica Bais. That is called a Mechira. A Kolbin is Pshat is, I was only Matvis Akdushas Kolbin Amai Beheime. It's mine. L'ritzi, L'kapore. That is L'chayre Pshat in Taisvis. Now, before we go further, I'd like to mention, there's a Taisvis Rid. The Taisvis Rid on our Gemara says, Vim Higdishoi Lebedek Habayis, Namishmoy Olof, Lavdavke by a Kolben, this concept of Mikore Ture de Ruben, Vahashta Ture de Ruben, is not only by a Kolben, by Hegdish Bedek Habayis, it's also the same thing. Nami shmoy olav shrei abaylim maisifim choymish bepidyoynei. Now, I'd like to, when we had learned Mesechtes Nedorim and Daf Lamed, had mentioned that Be'emison, it seems, in Kodshei Bedek Abayis, this aloche that the baylim is maisif achoymish, we find something very interesting. When the Torah speaks about when the Bailam is poide, Kotche Bedek Habayis, the Torah calls it Geula, he's Goyal, the Hegdish. When the Torah speaks about Bedek Habayis that's sold to someone else, it's called Mechire. These are two concepts, this Geula and Mechire. And Rashi in Sukkah Daf Mem Beis Amet Beis says that Hegdish is Yoitze Lechulen in two way found him, Derech Chilul and Derech Memke. There's a din of Chilul HaKedusha and there's a din Memke to Mechire, it also goes off. And it would seem that when the Bailam is paid, it's considered that it's mine. It's still the Bailams, like the Taisus Rit seems to say over here. It's still the Bailams. No, when the Bailam gives money, he's Mechalo the Kedusha, that means the Kedusha, that he had put on the Kotche Bedek Habayis, he's Mechalo the Kedusha, that the Kedusha goes off, whatever he was Magdish, and goes on the money. But it's a din Chilul Hegdish, I'm taking off the Kedusha. That's why it's called Geula. And could be in the Seder of Geula, of Pidyon, there's a din of Moisef Chaimish. That's, if you want to make such a Seder, you want to take off the Kedusha you were Matvis, you have to be Moisef Chaimish. If it's sold, that's another Seder. The Bailam, we don't sell it back to the Bailam because it's still yours now. So you were not selling it to you. You're taking off the Kedusha that you are matvis on it. By someone else, he can't take off the Kedusha. It's only there's a process that the Kedusha goes off through Mechire. By selling it to someone else, so the money that the Gizbo acquires becomes Kaddish, and Leker gets a davar shel chulam. So, L'chayre, there is such a concept, and this Tachsach Meir is Pshat in the Taisvis Rit. The Taisvis Rit says, Amoyre de Kezach, that by Kotche Bedek Habayis, there's also such a concept, Mikore Ture Derumim, Vahashte Ture Derumim. There's a Meshech Chochmen, Parshas Bechukoisai. The Meshech Chochmen, Parshas Bechukoisai, says, by Bedek Habayis, it belongs completely to Hegdish. Ayim v'taisus merube daf ayin vov. Taisus says it's a mechire, it's yichayv dalad v'hei. So he says, what's the difference between the Bailam and someone else? So what's the chilek? So the Meshech Chochma understood that there's no difference in the transaction that occurs. That means it belongs to Bedek Habayis now. The Bailam buys it back. Someone else buys it back. So what is the difference between the Bailam and someone else? It's He was once a Bailam, that's past history. Now it belongs to Hegdish, and he brings down the Hataisvis. So why is he Moisef HaChaymish? So the Meshech Chochmah says the Din Oisof HaChaymish was set to the Magdish. The Magdish is Moisef HaChaymish. It's a Din in the Magdish. It's a Din in the Magdish. He was the one that was Magdish, so he wants to now change the status that he created. He has to be Moisef HaChaymish. But Al Koponim, Dach Sechmir, there's a tremendous Machloikus HaRishonim, how we understand the union of Kotshei Bedek Abayis, if it is possible to say by Kotshei Bedek Abayis, is a concept of Mikore Tur Derum Vahashta Tur Derum, and that's what the Taisvus Rit says, God is a Moiridike Taisvus, I think in Temura, Taisvus says in Temura, that the chiddush that Shmuel said that a shove mone shechilulay al shove prute mechulo is dafka by the Bailam. The Bailam can make such a din. Someone else, alekeach, he can't make such a din. This is dachsma good the way the first mahalach. It's a derechilul. Only the Bailam can make chilul. It's still his. He's taking off the. He can take off the two shafel with the shove prute. Okay, let us go further, but Taisvis doesn't hold like this. So now, Taisvis says, a Mirdike problem. We are saying by a Kolben al Koponim, we are saying a Kolben is considered, after becomes a Kolben, Ture Deruven. It's considered the Bailams, it's called Ture Deruven after it becomes a Kolben. That's what our Gemara says. If Yish is not Koine, Choshev ki Yish Vishine Rishus, Linyan Dechal Hegdish Acha Yish. That means if Yish is not Koines, so how does it become Hegdish? So from the Yisugya before, and Daf Samach Vavam with Beis, it's Muchach that it becomes Hegdish als Yish Vishine Vishus. The boy lechuchi abay lerabe de Yish leikoni, mikobone veloy agosel, afilo hochi omar sham dechal Hegdish. Af agav dakate leyasik adaiti dabe Yish Vishine Hashem, the concept of Shini Hashem, the Gemara as yet, was not noches to. Ele mishum davi yish vishini rishus. So it works out yish vishini rishus. Now, we have to appreciate that the Oymari, the Ri had a problem. The Ri had a tremendous problem. We are splitting a hair over here. When it comes to Mecha, it's not called salt, it's still Mikore Tura Deruven Vahashta Tura Deruven. It never was sold. It's still his. It's Kodesh, but it's not his. And the Gemara says it becomes Kodesh Asish Vishini Rishus. Now, L'chayre, this is contradictory. Here you say it's his. It's Kodesh Asini Rishus. So Taisa says, yeah, these both things. In Lagabi Mecher, it's not called a Mecher, because Achshev Torah Derumim. But it is still considered Shini Rishus. But we have to understand how do we split the hair, Taka. I mean, it's not called Mecher, it's called his, but it's called Shini Rishus. I think Pshat and Taisvis is, he had once mentioned, there's a Machlokes, the Rambam, in the Rosh, if we hold Yish Loikoni, if a person will be Mekadish and Isha with a Chayfetz after Yish, if she's Mekadeshes, Minatayre, if Yish Loikoni. The Rosh says she's not Mekadeshes. If Yish Loikoni, it's all kind of Midarabonon. So she's not Mekadeshes Minatayre. And the Rambam says she's Mekadeshes, because she's kind of with Yish Vishini Rishus. So the Mefarshim explain, L'cheira, what is Pshat the Rosh? Why wasn't the Rosh not? It's Zichah, she's Koine. Al Tziyish V'shini Rishus. So why shouldn't she be Mekodesh as Minatayah? So the Mefarshim answer, the Ktzeisen, Shin and Gimel, Sifkot and Aleph explains that by Kedushin, it's not sufficient that she should get money. She has to get his money. Yish v'shini reshus means that she could be kaine, since it's b'teiros l'yodei, she's kainet, but she didn't get anything from it, it never was his. Yish is kaine midrabano, so midrabano was his. But minateire, she acquired something through him, but not from him. Through him, but not from him. So therefore, the Rosh says, she's on mekudish midrabano. So now we have to understand, what's the Shita Saramba? Why is she Mekudish Min HaTorah? So the Rav HaMagid says on the Rambam, Zechiyosoi Bekdeishoi Boin Ke'echot. A Muridike concept. The Ksaisen Simen Shinon Gimel Sivkot and Aleph explains that the Rambam understood that Kinyan Shinoi Rishus is a type of a Shinoi. You have a Shinoi Maise, you have a Shinoi Hashem. There's such a concept of Shinoi Rishus. And just like by a Shinoi Maise, so Al Yedei HaShinoi, it becomes the Ganevs. So Shinoi Rishus is also, it works by Basachas. Zechiyosoi vekdeishoi boin ke'echot. That means to that it becomes hers, that it becomes his. It works bevasachas. So it's considered, it's his and hers. Even though it works hers and his, but al kaponim, that shini reshusha boy makes it his, and then it's considered she is getting something from that belongs to him, she's acquiring. Because really, we have the same problem. How could he be Magdish? How could he be Magdish? It's not his to be Magdish. He's Magdish. The whole concept of Shini Rishus, we can understand, if a person makes a Maise Kinyan, after years, she's going to Beteiros Aliyodai. But by Hegdish did not make a Maise Kinyan. The Ganev was Magdish. No, it's not the Ganev. So how does it work? So there's a concept of Zchiyosoi Vekdeishoi Boin Ke'echot. So I think this is Pshat and Taisvis. Taisvis is saying that even though when there's a Deen, is it called Mecha? Is it not called Mecha? So, Legabi, this we can say it's not called Mecha because afterwards it's still Tura Derubin. But in Hilchis Shinui, it has Hashem Shini Rishus. That means this is, that's okay, but Shini Hashem, Shini Maise. Shini Rishus is a type of a Shinui. So this is enough, even though it's still Tura Derubin, but there is a Shini Rishus which occurs through making it for a Kolben, and that Shini Rishus is sufficient to make it Hegdish, and we say, Zchiyosoi Vekdeishoi Boin Ke'echot. Even though after the Shini Rishus, it's still Torah Deruven. But it's enough of a Shinui that the Ganev should be Kainet, and the Hegdish should be Chal. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rab Shimon Oimer, we have a very unclear memory of Rab Shimon. The Mishnah says, Rab Shimon Oimer, Kotshim Shechai Bach Yusam, Mishalem Tashlumei Dalet Vehei, Shein Chai Bach Yusam Pot. Shein Chai Bach Yusam Pot. So the Gemara understood Pshat, that Rav Shimon is coming to tell us not the way we said till now, according to the Tanna Kamma. Rav Shimon is coming to tell us if a person was Magdish HaKolben, he's Chayiv Dalet Vehei. Kotshim Shechayiv Bach Yusam Misham Tashlumi Dalet Vehei for the Hegdish.
the Hekdish Kufa is a Mechira. Not the way we said till now, we call it Turud Ruvim, Hasha Turud Ruvim. No, no, no. Hekdish is called a Mechira. And so the Ganev is chayv d'alvei for being Magdishim. But there's a shrekleche problem over here. Rab Shimon says, when is he chayiv for the Hekdish? When it's chayiv b'chiyusam. Now when it's chayiv b'chiyusam, then there's a svadov agem l'momim k'momim domim. So then it's considered, there was no mechira. When is he not chayiv d'alvei? When he's not chayiv b'chiyusam. The svore is punkt fakert. The svore is, if he's chayiv b'chiyusam, so it's not called a mechira. When it's not chayiv b'chiyusam, then it should be called a mechira. Rab Shimon says fakert. That's going to be the Gemara's kash. Let's see the Gemara. Rab Shimon Oimer. Omri. Nehei disava Rab Shimon. Mali mochei lehedyit, mali mochei leshamayim. This I can understand, that Rab Shimon holds that mali mochei lehedyit, mali mochei leshamayim, that being making it for a korban, that's yechayev alts mocha. But the guidelines are unclear. She should have said the exact opposite. Kochim shechayev b'chiyusam poter. Dakati loinofak mirshusay. Then he's poter b'chayev b'chiyusam. Kochim shechayev b'chiyusam chayev the mafkilei mirshusay. It's mafkilei mirshusay. Let us see what Rashi says. Zat Rashi, Omri nehei desava Rab Shimon, the Kasalke daitoch, the Gemara understood, mishum tviche loy mechayiv le Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon is not mechayiv for the tviche, ba'afilu hifrishoi l'shem neda mutal ol mechayis, nofak mishus morikame, it's not the Bailums anymore. The nasin zeh shayma lehegdish, it belongs to hegdish. V'chitovach lav de mori katovach. V'chimechayv leh Rab Shimon, ashayted de hegdish kamechayv leh. You're not chayv for the tviche, you're chayv for making it a korban. V'ave mechire, ilkach, miboy leh lemei meripre. So you should have said the exact opposite. That if he's chayv b'chiyusay, he's potter from the old way, the katzoy nofik mishusay, Hilkach lab mechiru. What we can name? Ilo mechayim, the mishus mori kam and ofer. Shein chayim b'chiyus an chayim, ashar segdish, the mechiri. So the Gemara does not understand Rab Shimon. So the Gemara answers, no, you're learning wrong pshat and Rab Shimon. Omri, let me tell you. Rab Shimon amilse achite koi. Rab Shimon is going on a different case in Gans. Now the Gemara brings a baraisa, and from this baraisa, Rab Shimon is going on this baraisa, and he's talking about a different case. The baraisa says as follows, Eina goy nevacha aganev, mishalem tashlumei dalet vehei. If someone stole from a ganev, so he's not chayev to pay dalet vehei, because he's potaf and kefil, because the pasuk says, v'gunav mi beis ha'ish, a ganev, it's only called a maise gnev if I steal from the owner. V'loi mi beis a ganev. If I'm stealing from the beis a ganev, I'm not stealing it from the rishus of the owner, you're not chayev dalet vehei. V'chein, and now the braise continues. Goinev hegdish mi beis bailam. If a person steals a kolben, mi beis bailam, pota, is also pota. My time, vigunav mi beis oish, veloi mi beis hegdish. But if it is a korban, so there's no chiyuv kefil, vigunav beis oish, veloi mi beis hegdish. Tosfos in the beginning of the parak said the ikar limud is yisham l'reyeyu b'loy l'hegdish. Rabbi Shimon Oima, kochim shechayev b'chiyusam chayev. Rabbi Shimon disagreed on this halacha, agoynev hegdish mi beis bailam potter, because
Let's just go with Tosfos to understand this much better, because it's not called Re'eyu. He will not pay L'Re'eyu, because it's Hekdish. My time akrine bay vegunav mi beisaish. Since dava hagoyrim la momin kim momin domi. So we consider this korban belongs to the magdish. So I stole from the magdish. Vishaine chai bach yusam pota. Lekrine bay vegunav mi beisaish. It's not considered vegunav mi beisaish because he's not chai bachai. So let's see what Rashi says. Amilsa achitekoi, the heiched the agdish ganev. If the ganev was magdish, it bein lene, the bein lene dovele mechaib le Rav Shimon. Lava shaita the hegdish, not for being magdish, mishim dadayin shmayolo. Lidvos in shoploin, lava tviched o mishus mori kama nofe. El agoin ev hegdish, shegdish shei bailam koi. Rav Shimon is speaking about a person stole a korban that the Bailam were Magdish, the Kiven, the Chayev, Bailam Bachayis, since the Bailam are Chayev Bachayis, Ki Katovach, the More Katovach, so it's considered, I'm Shechting, that would belongs to the Bailam. The Dova Hadoyim Lamomen, Kimomen Domi, because since this Behemoth is Goyim Lamomen to the Bailam, so we consider that he is the Bailam of the Seifetz, so the Ganav has to pay kefil to him. So that is Pshat in Rav Shimon. I'd like to be Messiah with a kasha that Rabbi Kevega is Moira. Rabbi Kevega is Moira, says in the first mission of Merubin, Einag, it says really here also, but Einag Ganav, Acha Ganav, Mishalem Tashlumei kefil. If a person steals from a ganev, he doesn't pay kefil. Now, this halach is speaking about two cases. If he stole it from the bailim, he doesn't pay kefil, because it's not pshus habailim. It's begunav mi beis aish, v'loi mi beis haganev. It's not pshus hay. If he steals it from the ganev, so it's not shaloi. So he's potter to pay kefil for a going of achaganav is potter to be careful. He's potter to be careful to the bailam. He's potter to be careful to the ganav. To the bailam is potter tzayne b'shusay. To the ganav is potter tzayne shaloi. Fregt Rabbi Kevega, according to Rabbi Shimon, dover hagoyrim lamomein kim momen domi. So the dover hagonov is goyrim lamomein to the ganav. This is worth money to him. If you take this away from him, so he'll have to lay out from his own money. So it's a goyim lamome. So according to Rab Shimon, a goyim min a ganev should pay kefil to the ganev. Adov achidish. So he said, but maybe it's right. Maybe it's right. This mission isn't going according to Rab Shimon. Maybe it's right. He wants to say adov achidish, that according to Rab Shimon, but I can pay to the ganav kefil. But then he says, from this baraisa, it seems not like this. He says, let's learn the baraisa elef. The baraisa says as follows. Ein agoin nevach agalev misham teshul midal zvehei. Chen goin nev hegdish mi beis bailam pota. My time begun of beis ish mi beis hegdish. Abshimenoim a kotshim shechaye bach yusam. Why did Abshimen only speak about kotshim? Abshimen should have spoken about both cases. Both cases, you have a problem of vaguna mibeis eish. And according to Rav Shimon, you don't have this problem because goyim lamomen kemomen domi. And the baraisa doesn't say this, so it seems I'm wrong, zok Rabbi Kevega. But why I'm wrong? He's by tzorachin dodo. That is Rabbi Kevega's kashya.